The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
Sound of Merseyside. John Gibbons, morning, Gibbons.
Hello.
Nothing like a rock star entrance, is there?
The wild things are in the building.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We were sat there and about 20 seconds to go on the song, all of a sudden they burst through the
Me
door.
And Stephen wondered what we could talk about.
Yeah.
Talk about Fussy.
What have we got to talk about for the next 40 minutes?
Yeah. Sorry about that.
You've been out all night, have you? You've been enjoying Merseyside.
We had our first early night in like weeks last night, and then it's just a mad journey trying to get here, but we're here now. We made
it. Okay, all right.
It's the trains. Blame the trains. That's what everyone else is doing.
Dang trains.
You had to go by Runcorn, did you? Did it send you off track?
No, we came from Southport, actually, so we drove, but we left like an hour and a half ago. We were on it, and then the minute we got into Liverpool...
That is showbiz, isn't it? We came from Southport. We haven't had one of those yet.
Sorry, big up the Southport message.
Right, you are only two of... The wild things.
Currently. There are two more somewhere in the building. But...
Right. They are coming very shortly indeed. Yeah. So just tell us who's who and what you do.
I'm Sid. I'm the lead singer and guitarist. This is Cam.
I play bass.
He plays the bass.
And the two that are missing somewhere in Liverpool.
Rob and Pete. Rob is guitarist and Pete is our drummer.
Okay. What, one of you is from Liverpool, is that right?
That's Rob.
Rob.
Right,
from,
Rob.
Well, Southport.
Well, he should have known, shouldn't he, how to get here on time.
I know. You would have thought, right? Yeah.
Local knowledge and all that. Might just have had a clue.
Yeah.
So did you all stay in Rob's mum's last night?
Yeah, that's where we were.
That's so cool.
We were,
We're not really painting this picture of you two on tour, are
we? Hey, man, we got bacon butties this morning.
That's
so,
all right. It's better than any hotel, though,
isn't
it?
Exactly.
Well, it's lovely to see you. Gibbo. Obviously, the guys here, you arranged for them to come in. They're based down in London.
Yeah, got in touch and I'm blown away by the single that we're going to play now. They're over here doing a show tonight in Lippert, is that right?
Yeah.
Asked to come on, really liked the band. Rob was selling his local appeal to me. Sound the Merseyside, I'm a Merseyside boy. Merchant Taylors, you know, they should be proud.
Oh, wow.
Produced the rock star. Not the first band from Merchant Taylors, you'd be surprised. A couple of the Dead 60s were Merchant Taylors boys as well, but they probably won't admit that. got them on. So thrilled. And they've brought guitars and they're going to play live as well, which is always fun.
Excellent. A guitar called Beverly, by the look of it, on the side
Beverly
of it. It's
Beverly.
Named Beverly.
Beverly
Excellent
Beverly.
Stuff. Right, well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll play your new song first. You're going to be playing tonight, aren't you, at Lipper?
Yes.
Is that right? At 6 o'clock tonight at Lipper?
I think so. 6:15, maybe?
Looking forward to that?
Yeah, man. We did a run-through last night, and it's very cool.
The space is incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, the crew there are fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've just seen a grizzly bear pass the window. That must
be
one of your bands.
That's Rob.
He has got the most extravagant coat you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah, it's like his pimp coat.
He's known for playing in that live.
Yeah. Is he?
Yeah.
Without a shirt on underneath.
Would you not sweat a bit? It's a bit big.
You don't want to go near.
I tell you what, he used to borrow mine. That was 100 times worse because then I'd have to put that on after and it was covered in sweat.
Anyone seen The Revenant? That's a bit like The Revenant, isn't it? Yeah, you can hear it. Right, let's play your new song. Let's intro this. So it's I Think You Can Do Better. Is it out already or is it out today or when's it out?
No, it's out now. Yeah. It came out a little bit ago.
Okay. Yeah. Do you want to say anything about it before we play it?
You're going to love it.
Yeah, it's big.
It's big, is it? It's massive.
Yeah, it's huge.
All right, here you go. I Think You Can Do Better. Brand new song by The Wild Things, and they're going to be singing live in the studio as well in about 5-10 minutes' time. But here's their brand new song.
We'll be right back.
I think you can do better. That's the wild things. I'm not sure you can.
It keeps sounding like an insult. It keeps sounding like an insult. I think you can do better, guys.
The kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport. This is Radio City Talk.
The Wild Things are our special guests this morning. So we've got Cam, Sid, Pete and Rob and Rob's coat. So there's five of them. There's five in collectively in the band. It just made me think, do you have anything extravagant that you wear on stage,
oh, not
Gibbo?
Not anymore. Not anymore.
But you did have in the past.
I'm too old for stuff like that. When I was younger and like a bit punky, same as Sid, like you try and wear the leather jackets on stage and it's just no good because you're just, you know, sweaty, not a good look.
Right. Well, you say leather jacket. I don't know what the description of that is. You wouldn't be buying that off ASOS. I'm not sure where you access those things, but it's sort of it's living in the corner at the moment. Right.
I think it's still alive.
9:28. Right. He'll tell us more about his coat in a moment. Guys, you're going to sing live for us, aren't you?
We are.
So we've had, I think you can do better. What are you going to sing now?
This is a song called Loaded Gun.
Okay, take it away. Mega.
Thanks,
absolutely,
man.
Actually, that's one of my favourite live performances.
Oh, there you go.
You're just saying that because we're in here.
Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Certainly was, wasn't it? So was that your first single, was it?
We wrote that. We lived in LA for like a year back or 2 years back. And we wrote that out there. I think that just came like in a fun way. And did we release it?
Yeah.
I think we did like a soft release, I guess. Just because we were starting out and we wanted to put out something that people could hear and listen to. And that was, I think, the first one.
Brilliant. You all went over to LA together?
Yeah.
Did you just think you were going to crack the music world in LA?
No, we wanted to, the music scene out there is insane. And so we wanted to really, like, musicians out there work their bums off, like I said earlier. And, you know, their ethic is so different. And the scene out there, because there's so many venues, there's something to do every night. There's someone to see every night. And it was for us a real learning experience. And it was more of, we want to see how they work and transfer that into our ethic. I think
that's really pushing the limits, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder how many bands at a very early stage try and do that.
Not many, I suppose, but I think it's good to take yourself out of your environment sometimes.
Yeah, get out of our comfort zone.
Yeah, get out of your comfort zone and kind of go somewhere where you've just got to start, like kind of knocking on doors, I guess, because especially in Liverpool, I know the guys aren't based here, but especially in Liverpool, you can kind of like, I don't know, I think bands can get a bit comfortable with, you know, they know that they can do a gig and you know who's going to come, and the 30 people are going to come down and tell them all they were brilliant after and stuff, and you know that's quite nice, but you can listen to the same voices a little bit too much.
Completely.
I think but going kind of somewhere else and push it in a different style and almost starting from the beginning could be kind of quite humbling, really. And I've been over to America with bands when we've played, and it's just like you just don't know if anyone's going to turn up, and so like, you know, even like seven people in a room is like really, you know,
exactly.
it can feel quite nicer, then you kind of build it up from there, really, and start doing radio and stuff. And we did kind of a couple of weeks, and by the end, we only did a couple of weeks, not like these guys, but by the end we really felt like we'd achieved something, you know, we kind of and I kind of grown a fan base really organically in a short space
of
time.
I mean, the main thing is out there as well, like you go to all of these shows and there are all these bands on, there can be like nine bands in one night, you know what I mean, but every single body that comes and sees each band, even if they're there for one specific band, they all stay to watch everyone.
Yeah.
And that does not happen over here, especially in London. You know, like somebody will bring, like you said, 30 friends down and they'll see one band and then they'll all leave, and it's like you got to support, man,
because it's 50p a pint cheaper next door, the look.
Exactly.
You enjoy it, Cam?
Yeah.
America, yeah?
Oh, man, yeah.
Tough, or did it grow you all, or?
No, it's our second home.
Yeah, I love Los Angeles. Like, all my favourite bands are from there and stuff.
Right, didn't want to come home.
Not really.
Had to, sort of thing.
I had to, yeah.
Yeah. The visa ran out on Rob's coat.
Steve Hobbesell's kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.
So the guys from The Wild Things are heading for to Lippa. We talked about Lippa before.
Yeah.
Great venue. You guys had your first sort of look in, didn't you?
Yeah, it was last great. Night. Yeah.
Blown away?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, fantastic.
The vibe there is just awesome. You know, all these creatives, it's so nice. Yeah.
Is there a lot of that down in London? In terms of those sort of...
Because all the sound crew and all the sound crew and the technicians there are all kind of students and stuff. Mm. But I mean, obviously they're really skilled at what they do, and that's kind of really cool because you're all kind of, you know, you're progressing together.
The guys who we speak to from Lippa always say that it's a great place just to meet people to do things together, and I think it's not just kind of about what you're learning and not just about the facilities you got, which are obviously incredible and world class, but you know, just being thrown together with people who were talented, who were excited, who want to do stuff, and as I said before, willing to work their bums off. So so it's kind of that vibe, really. That, you know, and we've you know, some great bands have kind of come out of there, but also obviously, you know, people who just want to go on other things. Cause it's not just about kind of being a band, really. As you know, the guy said, Cam said it. You know, if you want to be an amazing sound engineer or something, well, you've got great musicians to practice on.
Yeah.
It feels like it's more competitive than ever. It probably is, isn't it, with those sort of opportunities?
With everything, with social media, you know, that it's not an easy world anywhere. But if you work hard and you don't really, and it's so cliche, but if you don't give up and you keep writing and you just don't stop, you keep working, hard, it doesn't come easy to anyone. I mean, God knows, it's not been easy for us. And, you know, it will happen, but you just got to keep, you know, smacking people in the face and making yourself heard.
I'm just going to take you on a slight tangent here.
Go on.
I'm a new watcher to The Voice on TV,
right.
So since it went on to ITV,
okay.
And I absolutely love it.
Go on.
But what I can't get my head around is, how do they find these incredibly talented people
YouTube.
Out of nowhere?
YouTube.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Social media. Yeah.
Have they just posted a video of themselves?
So they scour YouTube and approach people. So I know a couple of people who've done The Voice, and they approach. So this myth that they enter isn't true. Most of them will now be approached to enter.
Mm-hmm. Is it really YouTube?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not like X Factor. That one's different.
Well, X Factor, I don't know.
Well, they come themselves, don't they, with X Factor?
No. Still, no,
you
still
get
people.
Labels and stuff, but people.
Have you done X Factor?
No,
have you?
No, I haven't done it, but I
they
have
asked
a story.
You, didn't they?
Go on, give us your X Factor.
I don't know if I'm allowed.
Yeah, you are.
They asked me, they promised me a place in the final if I joined a girl band.
This was years ago. Take us back.
So many, many years ago.
You went to audition.
No, I've never auditioned for the X Factor, and I have no desire to. But sorry, X Factor. And I'm not putting anyone down that wants to go for it by any stretch. It's just not anything I've ever wanted to pursue myself. But when I was like 15, 16, I was in a different band. And I was doing like, I wasn't really writing songs. I was writing with people. And somebody from high up somewhere was like, oh, if she joins a four-piece girl band, I can guarantee them a place in the final.
So the yeah.
I mean, it's all like a lot of these things. I've got to shut up now because this is like Illuminati. You know what I mean? It's like...
No, I mean it's I think everyone knows a lot of it's stage and things like that. Yeah. But they will head hunt now, and because there's competition, like anything, so X Factor, The Voice, and there's others as well that are competing for each other. They're all kind of after the kind of the best talent, really. So they'll approach people and then they'll pretend and then they'll stand them in the queue with everyone else and do a bit of filming.
Not everything you see on TV is real, kids.
You see, the nice thing about The Voice is it's not just sort of mainstream music, is it? They offer a bit of everything, don't
they?
They get a real range
of ages and stuff, which is really cool. The problem that The Voice has got is they've never really kind of had like a breakthrough star, so they haven't been able to transform an entertaining TV show into someone who's kind of sold loads of records.
That whole sing-off thing in it, though. I still can't get my head around that. I'm only a few episodes into this. I might drop it. Who knows? The kids won't drop it, though, will they? That's the problem at the end of the day. Guys, great to see you all.
Thank you very much indeed.
Man. So Cam, Sid, Pete and Rob. And the coat.
And the coat. Always the coat.
The wild thing. Are you playing with that coat today on? Are you, Rob?
Well, I might do now.
Everyone's going to be asking for it.
Anyone at Lipper waiting for Rob to come down, he has to play with a coat on.
There it is.
He might be a bit sweaty come the end of it. Put a picture of that on social media very shortly. Guys, best of luck with the new single and everything else and the tour and everything you're doing.
Thanks for having us. The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.